You can support this podcast on patreon.com/firstpawmedia.
Welcome to the Rockin' Coaster Podcast, presented by First Paw Media. Whether your favorite is a Giga, a Steel Dive, or old Woody roller coasters are your thing, or you're a fan of classic rock, hard rock, or grunge, we talk about it here. Each summer, Robert and Michelle Forto travel the country in search of the best roller coasters and music festivals. Sit back and enjoy the show.
Hello and welcome to the Rockin' Coasters Podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Michelle Forto, and it's time to kick off the new year as we are starting something new every week. We are going to talk about the top metal albums of the year and share some cool facts from back in time. So sit back, kids. This is going to be a wild ride. 1972. It seems like yesterday that I was just a baby. Bloody Sunday on January 30th, British troops shoot unarmed protesters in Northern Ireland, killing 13 civilians. Rock band U2's Sunday Bloody Sunday memorialized the event. Intel invented the single chip microprocessor, and the top song was "The First Time Ever I Saw Your Face" by Roberta Flack. And here's a little bonus tip. That was the very first LP that was purchased for me by my father. Here are some quotes. "Hey, Mikey, he likes it," the Life cereal ad. "The mind is a terrible thing to waste," United Negro College Fund. All right, you guys, let's talk about Black Sabbath, Volume 4. If they had it their way, Black Sabbath's fourth record would have been named after Snowblind and its mountain-moving riffage. The label didn't find condoning cocaine use favorable, however, and here we sit with Volume 4. Higher than ever, but still functioning as metal's keenest innovators, the Sabbath Quartet opened things up with the bleeding cries of Wheels of Confusion, The Super Straightener, an 8-minute slow burner that dives headfirst into swinging tempos. Each of the first six Sabbath records feel like they feature Iommi's best collection of riffs, but with a driving supernaut, the romp of Tomorrow's Dream, and the sinister rhythms of Under the Sun, Every Day Comes and Goes, Volume 4 might have the most. Who can say, really? So you guys, what do you think? Do you think you'll like this series? Please let us know in the comments and on our social channels. Just search Rockin' Coasters Podcast. Also, do us a favor and hit that subscribe button. One more thing, watch your podcast feed on Mondays as we will do the same format of the top rock albums too. Remember, I'm your host, Michelle Forto for First Paw Media, and I will see you next time.